does. It will even up the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone. And the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay the prices high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this Saturday morning, October 9th, 2021. And Brother Paul, thanks for joining us, and good morning.
Good morning.
And Jason, good morning to you too, sir.
Good morning.
And we say Remnant again, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking time to get up a little early on the West Coast and not quite as early on the East, but we know that the Remnant joins us all over the country, and we thank you for doing that. And we'll have the phone lines open this morning. It is a live program, and be glad to take your call and your comment. But we're going to open up in prayer. Jason, we'd ask if you would do that for us, sir.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we just ask, Father, for your blessing upon this program this morning. We pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us, and that you just, we pray, Father, that you be with the Remnant across this land. We pray, Father, that you wake your people up and that you stimulate them and that you just do a mighty work in them and through them, Father. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913. If you'd like to make a comment or maybe have a question, we'll be glad to, well, we'll do our best to take your call. And when you look out at the events of the day, at what is going on, I was looking at a couple of headlines this morning before coming on the program, and the thought that occurred to me was back in the days of Rome, back in the days of when Rome burned, and the old saying is that, you know, Nero, the leader of Rome, fiddled and blamed the Christians for Rome burning. And that sure seems like what is going on today, that the economy, gas prices continue to go up. The shelves in the stores get barer and barer. Even places like Costco not being able to keep inventory. We see reports of the myriads, hundreds of cargo ships off both coasts and down in the Gulf that are just in a holding pattern. And the job, of course, the job outlook, oh, it wasn't as rosy as they thought. And and so the House of Cards, it is coming down. The things that that we see happening, the things that our pastor taught us, that he prophesied on, as far as the filth in the land, the degradation, the loss of Christian values in this land, they continue. And but that was the thought that occurred to me, was that it is. It's like when Rome burned, and Nero, the leader, couldn't care less, and just saw it as an opportunity to blame those that that he hated, that he was against, and that was the Christians. And when you look into history, there's a lot more to that story, but that pretty much sums it up, that was what happened. And you know, parents now being called domestic terrorists, and the Department of Justice being involved under the president's guidance and direction to come and investigate parents for daring to speak out at school board meetings. You know, the days that we are in are certainly exciting times. They are. Sometimes they just make you shake your head and wonder, how long, O Lord, how long? Well, Paul, how do you see things there in the there in your neck of the woods? They're kind of upper Midwest, I guess.
Well, everything's screwed up wherever you look. You know, I was sitting here thinking that, you know, I get this paper comes in the mail every once in a while called Epic Times, and I keep talking about the Constitution and stuff. You know, the Founding Fathers said that Constitution would only work for a moral people. And what they keep avoiding is going back to the source of all knowledge, all wisdom, everything, God himself. And you never hear him talk about that. You know, when this country was founded, it was run by the preachers. The Harvard, Yale, all those schools were seminaries, rock-solid seminaries, and they've all been taken over. You know, our people today are, you know, I don't even know where to talk to people to, you know. This one guy, he knows things are really screwed up, and I throw a little Bible at him once at a time, but there's just absolutely no foundation there for him to grasp anything. It's very frustrating. But God's hand is moving, and you get to choose which God you serve, you know. Does the government get to make you wear a mask or get a vaccination, you know? You get to choose, and there's a remnant out there that is saying no, but they're going to be persecuted, and you're going to be persecuted by your own family. So, I mean, that's going on with my wife right now. She's finding out who her family really is. There's slander, you know, and it's a little hard to take at first, but the Bible says the enemy's in your own house. Get it through your bony little head. So. Yeah, it's kind of exciting to step back and see how God's dealing with this, but the lines are being drawn.
Amen. Amen to that. And you know, you talk about the slander and the the enemies being in your own household or of your own family, maybe not under your own roof sometimes, but we've sure seen that, you know, and have heard that throughout this scam, planned demic especially, it's brought it to light. where, you know, people would not allow their grandparents to see the grandchildren unless they're fully vaccinated and, you know, and can show proof. And not just an isolated case. I know of at least two or three that, you know, we've seen just in the remnant, just in the people that we talk to here, and it is exciting to see these Bible prophecies, Bible truths, you know, being made manifest, coming physically, right there. They're not always pleasant, but it. You know, it, not that it has to prove the word, but the word is proved time and time again is true. It really is.
Well, that's the trouble. We want to make God's word fit our mentality, and that isn't how it works. We got to make our mentality fit His word. It's exactly backwards. But you know, all these religions, well, I don't believe that. Well, they don't matter what you believe. It's what does God say. It's the end of the matter. And He will not be mocked. I mean, this world has ignored Him for quite some time. And now His ways are going to be demonstrated, you know, and it's going to be a severe mental shock to most people.
Yeah, I think so.
They think, you know, God is love. He wouldn't do this. He wouldn't do this. So God is angry.
Amen.
You know, they'd be right to be angry.
Amen. You know, Brother Zach was out at the church a couple weeks ago and brought a great message on who Jesus Christ actually is. And, you know, he talked about how that message developed from being able to give sermons and speak with people at what you might call a Judeo-Christian church that... The people were just that way, Paul. They had no foundation. So many people have in their mind's eye this, you know, who God is and how God thinks and what God would do and not do, and who and what Jesus is. But it's come from a mixture of Hollywood and you know, things that they thought they remembered hearing from grandma, and maybe something they heard when they were in third grade. And it doesn't come from the Bible. It doesn't come from the Bible. And when we get back to, like you said, you have to get back to that base. That base. That foundation. You know, Psalms 83. Those who hate you, O Lord, have exalted themselves. And the people today, I mean, they don't, most of them don't realize that there's those out there that actually hate God. Not only those that don't know Him, that don't really know of Him and what His true character is, but that hate Him. And you know, there's those that God hates. And, you know, you want to get a deer in the headlight look. You know, ask a Judeo-Christian, who is it that God hates? And anyway, yeah, I agree with you, Paul. That's how it is. There's such a lack of foundation. So is it any wonder, being that the Constitution and the laws that we originally set up in this land were only for a moral and, I think it says, religious people, meaning a Christian people, is it any wonder that the Constitution and the laws have all but been thrown out, and it's just a lawless time that we're in, because it's no longer a moral people as a majority in the land?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to go back to life, liberty, and property. You know, if you have a respect for people's life, don't kill them, their property, don't steal from them, and just plain have respect for them, and that's the foundation of all law. And then you can go from there, but there's no court to go to to find a remedy in this country at this time, because everyone has been a lawyer at some point in time, which is really screws up your brain, because nothing is absolute anymore. Everything is negotiable. And there's no the foundation's gone. I mean, there's a remnant out here that understands it, but we don't know how many we are. I'm sure there's more than we think there is, but we certainly don't have where we can speak or anything, because they're just, you know, well, look at the persecution that Pastor Peters went through, you know, a converted fire barn church, and have New York Jews come out and pick on him, you know. That's quite an honor.
Amen. Yeah, people are waking up to the cold, hard facts. That's true. That's true. Well, Jason,
well,
you had a...
on their plate. I don't know where you're at. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Jason, I think you've got a pretty interesting story. I think you had some more details on some local current events.
Yeah, there was right up here in Laramie, Wyoming, just this last week. One of the headlines was standoff over mask requirement forced lockdown of school. And I'll just read parts of it, but it was Laramie High School was locked down for about 90 minutes Thursday morning during a showdown of wills between school administration and a 16-year-old junior who was arrested and removed from the school in handcuffs. Gray Smith returned to LHS on Thursday morning after serving two consecutive two-day suspensions for not complying with Albany County School District's first mask mandate, which says anyone inside a district building must have her face covered. The rule brought on by an upsurge in COVID-19 cases was put into place last month and will be reviewed by school board next week ahead of scheduled October 15th sunset. Anyway, and it was, you watched this, and there's a series of videos that are on YouTube that got posted up, and basically from meeting with the school administration to meeting with the police officers watching this whole thing unfold, and you're talking about a 16-year-old girl, you know, that basically told them it was her constitutional right to be in school and for her to have an education, and they had an unconstitutional mandate. And they proceeded to have her call the police department, sheriff's department, arrest her, have her processed. And you know, the mask mandate was I was kind of interesting because I was in Laramie the day after this was taking place, or the day of it, I'm not sure which one, but was in the courthouse, had to take care of some paperwork and getting some license plates and stuff like that. And it was interesting because I was looking around, and it was about the only person that wasn't wearing a mask in there. Everybody that came in was wearing a mask. They did have the signs up, but I'm kind of used to seeing those signs. And but the people behind the counters and stuff, they had their masks up, and then when you walked up to the desk, they put their mask on. And you go down to the sheriff's department for your bin inspections, and of course they says, you know, there's a big sign that says, if you don't have a mask on, we're not helping you. Well, they ended up helping us, and you know, they come up and you can see everybody, they're putting their mask on before they open the glass doors and stuff, then they open the door, and then after a while of not having the mask, you know, talking to you and looking at you, they finally ended up taking their masks off. But in this video of this little girl that's getting arrested, you know, it's the same thing. It's like, okay, we have rules for you guys, but we don't have rules for us. Because even in the sheriff's department building, when they're processing her, you're talking about a skinny 16-year-old young girl, and it takes four sheriff's department officers to process her, you know, with guns and armored body armor, and some of them are not wearing masks. And, you know, it's the same violation of their mandate. And it just goes to show you that they've got, they've got laws for you and rules for you that they don't want to follow, and they don't have to follow. It applies to them when they want it to. You know, and it's, I just keep wondering, where are we going to be at, you know, in 5 years? And, you know, we're going to look back at this and just, you know, see how stupid of a people we were and what happened. I mean, it's, you know, things have gotten out of control. And They like to do that when they don't want people to stand up for their right. They don't want people to stand up for their constitutional rights. They don't want people to stand up for their biblical rights. When one person does, a lot of times is what happens is that stimulates somebody else to do the same thing. So they've got to make them and turn them into examples. You know, and that's what's happened. I mean, you know, Laramie, Wyoming, which is, I mean, just, you know, where's the outcry on this? I mean, you should encourage people to watch these videos. It's a really telling story on, you know, what has happened to a Wyoming country town. You know, and things like this are happening all over the country. So it's worth looking at.
Yeah, amen to that. You know, you think those things are going on in the big cities and they are, but they're in the little towns as well, and that's usually where you see that that left wing liberal idiotic. You'd think these people would be educated, and they are, but not in the ways of God or in that Constitution you talked about, Paul. But that's where it is. It's in the school systems. That's where it starts, and that's where the liberalism, the atheism, grows and has a fertile ground, you might say. But that's where it's pushed. That's where it's you know, the school board in Albany County. You would think that they were the school board of Denver, when you look at the filth that are on there, the homosexuals, and the ideology that's come out, because they've had over the last, well, since before school started, they've had the school board meetings that they've had to shut down. They've had to bring the police in, or they have. I don't know that they've had to, because of the parents that have been outraged at these mask mandates and the mask mandates that they put out. They originally, it was just for the first week of school. That's what the headline was: mask mandates for first week of school only. That's how it was here. But of course, right before that first week was over, well, we need to extend it for another 2 weeks. And they've done that. And then it was, well, another 3 week. Oh, we have an uptick in numbers, so we have to extend it.
And then it went on to, you know, unless we decide to extend it even more.
Yeah, and that's what they've done. Now it's just, you know, because what's happened is, well, the children are back in school, the parents have gone back to work, it is just what happened. You know what? Back in 2020, the same thing. It's just for 2 weeks, and now we're what? 19 months into this plandemic, scamdemic. I saw. I think that describes it better. And thankfully, things like this are, we've said it before, but it's what is happening. It is waking people up. Maybe one here, two there. But people are seeing that you don't have that constitutional right. Well, you do, but it's not honored. It's not respected. The law is not followed. There is a law for thee and a law for we, and they're two different rules. Saw that out of Hollywood just a couple weeks ago, big awards dinners and all this stuff and pictures all over the place, and nobody had a mask on. And you see it when the politicians gather, that they're all around talking and discussing and doing things with no masks. And then when it's time for pictures, oh, everybody get your mask on. And but thankfully, some are waking up to it. They are.
Well, and one of these articles was pretty good because it started off. didn't start off, but in the article it said, Grace explained she has been suspended from school for 6 days, three separate two-day suspensions, and received $1,000 in trespassing fines for refusing to leave school grounds because I had the right to education. It makes me feel unwanted by the school system, Grace told. Grace said, it makes me stressed out that I have to fight this battle as a 16-year-old. Right now, I should be playing sports and having fun, and instead I'm fighting for the rights that were supposed to be won hundreds of years ago. Andy Smith added that the family has taken every opportunity to inform every authority figure that has issued suspensions for trespassing fines that they are infringing on their constitutional rights. And, you think about it, there's people that are going and taking their jab and getting fired for, and won't even stand up for their work or their jobs or anything because of these mask mandates, you know, and it takes a 16-year-old girl to stand up and to ruffle the feathers. But, you know, it's one of those things, too, is, you know, where's the Constitution got us in the last, you know, how many years? I mean, we are in the condition that we are in, as Dad used to say, because of following the Constitution.
Well, I think it's just like Paul said, it is only for a moral people. So where are your morals? And I don't mean individually, you know, because there are individuals that still have their morals. There are those that have repented and turned. But for the most part, this nation, they're more interested in stupid Madonna on TV and the more interested in the things that the thief brings, the stealing, killing, and destroying, than they are in the ways of God. You know, it's every man for himself out there, for the most part. You know, where's the love of God? Where's the love of a neighbor? Now, certainly you see it at times. And it's not a blanket statement that that's how everybody is, but there's an awful lot of it. There's an awful lot of it. And when you see, when you see morality, it takes people back. It does. It's the exception anymore instead of the rule. And so the Constitution is for a moral and Christian people. Well, when the people aren't moral and Christian anymore, when the land is not moral and Christian anymore, the laws for those people don't apply. And that's what I think some people are waking up to. And I think that's where we have to be able to step in at certain times and in situations and explain that to them and remind them of that. Because that, you know, we God has great plans for his people, but they have to be, they're his plans, and they have to be his way. And, you know, you can't, as the Bible says, you can't play the harlot and receive God's blessings at the same time. He might allow it for a while, but pretty soon it wears his patience thin. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, when God went to Sodom and Gomorrah, visited Abram on the way, he said, hey, well, shouldn't I go and tell my servant what I'm doing? And when he tells Abram what he's doing, he says, I'm going down to Sodom and Gomorrah to see. You know, their sin just cries out. I'm going down to see if it's as bad as I'm hearing. And, of course, he's putting that in terms that Abram could understand and for us to understand. And it is the sin, the depravity, it cries out. And God is only going to put up with it for so long. And I sincerely believe it is reaching that breaking point in this land. And thankfully, things like this are happening that give opportunity for those that haven't awakened yet to rise out of their slumber, to wake up to what is going on and why it's going on. It's not that the Constitution's bad. It's that the people are not moral and Christian anymore. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913. If you have a question or a comment, we'd be glad to take your call. Saw this morning, American Airlines tells their employees, get vaccinated with the COVID vaccine or get fired. The choice is yours. And so we're seeing that from more and more places. Lots of financial groups that have had people working at home through this pandemic. As people are coming back to the office, that's what they're telling them as well. Certainly seeing it in the health field. We've had several. We have provided several of the exemption, vaccination exemptions for religious purposes. For several people in the health field, and if that's something we can help you with, just contact us and we'll talk to you about that. Saw this, that the L.A. County Sheriff in California said he would not be enforcing the vaccine mandates on the Sheriff's Department, on the employees. And so you see that here and there, you might say. Certainly not all over. Certainly the media doesn't report the exceptions. I don't think it's they don't deem it worthy news, and it doesn't foment the public opinion that they want it to. And so I think when they do report it, it's preparing to make an example out of that. And so I would say keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on the sheriff there in L.A. County there in California and see how that works out.
Well, most people are motivated by fear of losing their job, you know, and existing in Babylon. What the root cause of the whole thing is, you know, because I think there's a, you know, I go into the bank and one day I said, well, take that damn mask off so I can hear you. And the manager and that, every time I walk in there, they pull their mask down. So, I mean, you know, and the people are so programmed by television is, and what comes on TV, there's only two things that come on dramatically all the time on advertisement is vaccinations and gambling. You know, they dominate it. They don't have nothing else. But they just want to get you to sin and then tattooed. So, you know, come out of school. Just come out of her. You know, get out of that school. You can't save it. You know, and that hurts them. When you pull your kids out of school, that hurts their economic base and everything. I mean, and they're all about money and maintaining the system. So system's going. Let it go.
Amen. Amen. Was talking to a sister in Pennsylvania yesterday about that very thing, Paul, that, you know, that the Babylon is falling, and Babylon is not going to be saved. It is on the way out. It is. And God is waking more and more people up so that they can come out of her, so that they can see. You know, when you're drunk with the wine of Babylon, you don't see it. You don't realize it. But when you wake up, you know, when you wake up and sleep it off and wake up and then see that, just like this 16-year-old girl here in Laramie, you know, handcuffed, a public school student and charged with trespassing because they told her to leave. It's ludicrous. It absolutely is. And then, like you said, Jason, the police officers booking her, half of them aren't wearing masks. I was in the courthouse, too, this week, same reason. And I saw, like, two people, and they were just people walking in. I didn't see anybody working there with a mask on. And I didn't have one on. And saw the signs, and it's just... But that's how it is in a lawless time. It's just arbitrary. Because it's not a law to wear a mask. It's not. It's what some, you know, nominated official has decided, not somebody that's elected. You might say it's the equivalent of taxation without representation, because it's these mandates. You shall do this. Did this young lady's father, did he vote on that? Was he given a chance to vote on that? Was that law presented the way our Constitution and our government says laws are presented? They're presented as bills. And then if they gain support and it seems like a good idea, it's brought before the elected legislature and voted on? No. No. And because those things aren't taught anymore. You know, how our laws are to come about in this republic. And it is becoming a dictatorship that somebody, Dr. Fauci, or the local health board, whoever, you know, health board person that's not elected, that's nominated, that they've decided, you know, and that they've, you know, so they've made the mandate to the school board, and the school board says, well, we have to do it. That's, yeah, we're just going along with the crowd. We're just going along with what we're told. That doesn't cut it. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913. Got to get this coffee drink before it gets cold. Yeah.
One of the things that there was a this young man that was that we've been praying for down here, and he was in the Naval Academy down in or working on a Navy base down in Louisiana, and he was required to take a vaccine. Basically, they told him it was optional at first, and they kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And you're talking about somebody that was in the prime of their life, you know, 24, 25 years old, healthy, worked out, you know, could get up and, you know, could run 10 miles, you know, without thinking twice about it. They finally made it. They told him that basically going to be court-martialed if he didn't take the vaccine. He took the jab, and that night he went into the hospital and had a major heart attack, had another heart attack. They ended up having to cut his chest open and put a pacemaker in him. He's on a pacemaker now, but he's doing good as far as health-wise. I mean, but his career and the rest of his life is just, you know, never be the same to this day. And, you know, and they're coming back and they're telling him, well, yeah, but it has nothing to do with the vaccine.
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice, that's for sure. It is. Paul, when you said that's all that's on TV in your area is gambling and the vaccine, it's like it's almost one in the same. It's one in the same.
Well, that's what they're promoting, you know. Well, you know, you said via vote on stuff. You know, the trouble with a democracy, 51% of the people can be wrong. And then this country was founded as a republic, which was a land of law.
Right.
Republics, even the Irish Republic, I think, is like hundreds of years old. Republics can last forever. Democracies always fall, go down violently. So, you know, because the majority rule, well, the majority can be wrong. And if you don't believe it, look around you, because people are programmed by television and in public opinion. And there was a guy up north. He stayed, kept his, he had a farm market and stuff. He kept it open right through the whole thing. He had a sign on the door: the mask is not law. If you want to wear it, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. You know. Well, anyway, they smeared him on a Sunday paper. They read a whole big article on his dad came out of Germany. Was a Ku Klux Klan. And, you know, the township board tried to get him to, just go along with something, Rick. Just do something. Like, you're trying to get along. He says, no. if I give here, there's no stopping them. And this is what you think. You throw them dogs a bone one time, and they just like a week, 2 weeks, and they don't stop. Don't give them the bone. You know, if you want to get your neighbor's cat, feed it. Well, quit feeding the sucker, you know?
Amen.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, it is.
No, you know, there's three things that cause for the death penalty, as far as I know, unless I'm wrong. It's murder, rape, and kidnapping. Now, why would kidnapping be a death penalty? It's the sanctity of life. You don't cross that. You can have a difference of opinion, but you don't kidnap and you don't abuse and you don't keep someone from leaving. Or, you know, that sanctity of life has been gone. You know, well, I don't agree with that. Yeah, you know, I'm sure there's plenty enough people there in Laramie that say, well, yeah, a girl don't obey. She got to be put away. So, you know, but that's the way wolves operate. They kill the weak.
That's right.
You know, they'll send a whole crew of cops out somebody and pick some helpless person, and it'll make it look because they don't like picking on the strong ones either. So, no, but the sanctity of life, people don't understand it. You know, and they think people think persecution is a difference of opinion. You know, that ain't even beginning. What we're starting to see what persecution really is. So,
amen. It's been real quiet.
Yeah, I mean, you go.
I saw this a couple weeks ago, but Feinstein has a new bill to hopefully become what they call a law on vaccine passports to fly domestically. And that's one of the reasons I think you're seeing this American Airlines, that they're pushing these things, is because that's what's coming down. They haven't done that yet. Well, you know, give them another few months. They know that grind or grist mill turns slow, and they continue to do that, and it has been snuck in and snuck in. In this last big stimulus bill that was passed, there's a huge dollar amount set up to research tax by mile for private transportation. Tax by mile. You know, how many miles do you drive this month? Well, you know, 618. Well, that's so much tax per mile. And that's buried in there. And so these things that the enemy is doing, they create their what they call man-made laws. And we understand that, you know, law comes from God. And if it's contrary to God's law, even the Supreme Court has ruled if it's contrary to the Constitution, it's not a law. But they ignore that, and they make these things that they, and then they call law, and then they put up and say, well, you know, because if you break the law, but they have so much, our enemies, they do not sleep, they don't, and it is. It is, you know, remnant, if you can't see that it's heading right to, in Revelation, where it talks about the mark of the beast, and that without it, without, you know, without acknowledging that system and honoring that system and going along with that system, you won't be able to buy or sell. That's their goal. That's their goal. That's what they are working towards. It's what they have been working towards. Look at it at this young girl in school. You want an education. Oh, you want to play sports. You want to do all that. Wear the mask. Wear the mask. And it will not stop there, right? It's wear the mask, and then it's get the vaccine, and then it's do this and do that. Whether it's turn in your firearms or you know, bow to the golden image. there's nothing new under the sun. We see it continuing. These things that are happening, and the people that have no knowledge of the Bible, well, they're destroyed. Just as Hosea said, they are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we we have seen that destruction come upon this once Christian republic.
Apparently they're going to make it. The Bible says they do. You won't buy or sell the mark of the beast, so apparently they're going to make it. So our question is, how are we going to survive that? You know, this one guy talking to him, throw that out, you know, he says, well, we're going to have to go back to a barter system, just trade, you know, and he's on to something, but we're not going to be able to buy or sell. I mean, they're shutting off the fertilizer. They're shutting off the chemicals to the farmers. I mean, this is going to be chaos to them because they know nothing else. You know, if you take Gabe Brown's Regenerative Agriculture, and there's other books, too, and if you can get the bricks on a plant up to 14 bricks, you will not have a fungus or an insect on that plant. And I've seen it in real life. This is doable, see, but this is the shoot we're getting put into by God. We're going to have to do that. So all things work together for good, those who believe, you know, all means all. So we're headed down a different road, and that's not all bad. We got to, you know, I've actually been waiting for this day for a long time, but once it's here, you think, did I really want it or not? But no, yeah, I do want it, because it has to happen. God will not be mocked. To this creation, we're created to be perpetual forever if we do it his way. Now, do these farmers, when's the last time their farm had a land Sabbath? Or, you know, were mingled seeds? No, that just throws them roll out right out in the desert, because they don't even got a clue what I'm talking about. Because they all went to the university and is dominating how they do things. You know, you take a guy, that Weasel Fossey, whatever his name is, and you just look at that son of a bitch's eyes, you can see he's a sad bastard. You know, he's evil.
Yes.
And this is what we're following. I mean, nationally. I mean, yes. I'm not having for a long time. Cause I mean, but you go into one of these people houses and bring up some truth, and they're going to look at you like you say, Richard, like a deer in the headlights. They, you know, they don't know nothing about truth.
Right.
They know all about policy.
Yep.
The churches run on policy. You got to look good in the community. Keep the collection plate flowing. Don't make them feel bad. They won't pay.
That's right. That's right. Tickle their ears. Tickle their ears.
Pastor Peters lived okay without tickling their ears. At least he lived better. I mean, he had his trials and stuff like that. But he had he, at least when he got to the end, he said, well, nothing bad happened to me. So he
right.
grew out of it.
Yeah, when we talk about good and bad, it's not, we can't be comparing it to the world. You know, good is not two new vehicles and a big old house and a boat and, you know, and all those things, and debt out the wazoo like the majority of people have. That's not good. It's just not. It might be nice now, but we know nice means stupid, and it just shows the, you know, a different focus, and that's how those, like you said, Paul, those steeple houses are, is they are focused on the wrong thing. It truly is that spirit of the Pharisee and the Sadducee that is rampant in the land, that stands on the traditions of man rather than the Word of God. And that's the awakening. That's what has to happen. The waking up. And I think it's why one of the reasons we have those stories of when Jesus walked and you know, explained, didn't change anything from the Old Testament, just explained it and gave proofs and examples of it so that we could understand it, so they could understand it then. And so we have the opportunity, the people have the opportunity to understand it now.
Well, it's like building a house. You can't understand the Bible without the original Testament. I hate that Old Testament thing, the original Testament. You can't understand the Enlightened Testament without that, and it all just builds on it right from the word go. I see somewhere they wanted to send New Testaments. I said, why would you send somebody half a Bible? You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, that Old Testament gets really interesting when you're old, you know, when you start digging into the Bible. You spend a lot of time in the original Testament figuring things out and how things work.
Amen.
And who it's for. And who it's for. Israel has always been persecuted. Since Adam and Eve, Satan has been trying to destroy the Anglo-Saxon, the Adranic, Scandinavian people. So, because he knew if they'd got it, he's done. And he is done. He's this thing that's going on all over the world. I mean, there's big resistance coming in Australia, Italy, France. They're fighting back on this vaccine stuff. The Norwegian countries have banned the vaccines, you know. And now they're getting slandered by CDC. Don't go there. It's a dangerous place. Mm-hmm. So, well, there's good resistance, but that's what has to happen. You know, a flashlight won't work without resistance. You've got to have a positive and a negative. You've got to have resistance. And the more the resistance, the more brighter it gets. So,
I like
that. So, yeah, it's an opportunity.
I like that. And that's very true with the flashlight. The more resistance, the brighter it gets. It is. It's opportunities that are here to share the gospel, to be that, to study to show yourself approved, to be able to have a defense of the gospel. And to be able to give people hope, because people apart from Christ, there is no hope. And there are so many of our brethren that are out there that are in that position that, you know, maybe you've been trying to talk to them for 20 years and they've ignored you and you know, been too busy making it. I know people like that. But, you know, more recently, the last year or so, there's been questions asked. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And so it does. It these times, these trying times, these perilous times, they give opportunity to help awaken those that are still asleep. I remember Pastor talking about, you know, it's really hard to get people to realize the captivity that we're in, the way things are, you know, when they can go down and get them a $3 cup of coffee at Starbucks, because they just don't see it for what it is. They don't see this captivity. They don't see these things. But things are changing to where they are. They are seeing these things. And we have to pray that continues.
I was talking to a farmer that I deal with a while back, you know, and they're not readers. You know, I give them books, different Gabe Brown book and different stuff, but they just don't read. They're just very successful farmers, you know, in this world. And he was said to me, I guess I should start reading the Bible from cover to cover. I said, well, that's a good idea, Fred, but sometimes somebody's got to show you the way. And I said, you go into Genesis first three chapters there, I mean, you can find out the two creations, and this is where it all starts, you know. And I sowed that seed, but sometimes somebody's got to show you that. Just like Pastor Peters used to say, people know their Bible, they don't understand their Bible. And that's a huge difference. And once you realize that, when he told Pharaoh, let my people go, well, apparently Pharaoh wasn't his people, you suppose, you know, and we've had resistance forever, and we're still persecuted. In Isaiah, number one, my people don't know who they are. The ox knows his manger, the donkey his master's crib, and stuff like that, but my people do not know who they are, and that's the exact shoes we're in right now. So they ain't got a clue who they are.
Amen. Amen. That is one of the reasons that the Anglo-Israel message is so important, that you understand who you are, people. And that is one of the reasons why the enemy and the establishment comes against it with the violence and the vehemence that it does, and the slander, is because they know that when the Anglo-Saxon understands who he is and who his God is, who his Savior is, then that changes everything, and that ends it. That ends it for the enemy.
Crap hits the fan when he figures that out.
Yeah. Kipling wrote about it.
You know, that's another thing, your personal, a verse that I've been had a huge impact on me over time. I was created in the image of God. You know, you start realizing you're created in the image of God, all of a sudden you become a different person, and that takes a while to get into that. And this is what they've robbed us of, is that, you know, we're all one, you know, we're all came from caveman, and they've been, you know, the Ice Age, everything they're trying to, you know, explain the creation, you know, what's going on, all the, you know, during the flood, who knows how all these mountains were formed and stuff like that. And, they don't want us to know that. And we have to know that. We have to know who we are. You know, we don't need no one's approval except God's. And when you go down that road, you got a lot of enemies, because everybody wants something over on you. Amen. You know, salesmen, religion, they want something over on you.
Amen.
So, for their own personal gain.
Yep. Well, guys, we are out of time. Boy, that hour just flew by. Well, Remnant, thanks for joining us. Guys, thank you for joining us this morning. And if you want to contact us, our email is preacher@sfaw.org. Again, preacher@sfaw.org.
Rolling, 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 stay calm. This country stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make them hell send forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.